Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group. Your host is the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer of the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld.
Welcome to the official podcast of the Hoffeld Group, where we provide you with powerful sales insights that are based upon proven science and will help you sell more. I'm your host, the CEO and Chief Sales Trainer at the Hoffeld Group, David Hoffeld. Today, we are going to talk about an extremely important topic that is the number one reason for a lack of sales results. Every sales leader knows that sales deficiency is an alarming problem. Many had hoped that social selling and access to big data would solve the issue. It hasn't. The statistics show that today, just as many salespeople fail to make quota as did a decade ago. Now, there's no doubt that leveraging social media and big data are essential tools that, when used correctly, will enhance a salesperson's effectiveness. But they are just tools. The root of the problem goes much deeper. The central problem within sales cannot be fixed with a new technology or technique, but with a change in philosophy. Put simply, the root of the problem in selling is that the way most salespeople are taught to sell is grounded in selling, not buying. It's the opposite of how it should be. Salespeople are shown sales activities and behaviors and then taught to try to inspire their prospects to conform to their model of selling. Though the idea of selling the way prospects buy is prevalent, the reality is that it's become just a platitude. Don't believe me? Ask any salesperson, sales manager, or trainer this question. What are the mental steps that the human brain goes through when formulating a buying decision? And what evidence do you have that your answer is correct? This question matters because how can salespeople guide prospects through the buying process when they don't know how the buying process occurs? Think about it. If salespeople, managers, and trainers do not know how prospects formulate buying decisions, how can they know if a sales behavior is aligned with or violates the buying process? The obvious answer is they cannot. This is why salespeople often unknowingly employ sales behaviors that obstruct the buying decision. For instance, a research study, the results of which were published in the Harvard Business Review, analyzed the behavior of salespeople and the results those behaviors produced. They found that of the 800 salespeople that were studied, only 37% were consistently effective. What's more, the research found that many of the behaviors of the remaining 63% actually drove down sales performance. In the past, salespeople could experience success with a flawed philosophy focused on selling, not buying. However, those days are gone. The current marketplace is more competitive than any that had preceded it. Selling like you did in the past does not work anymore. If you're a salesperson or a sales leader and you want to increase your sales, the starting place is to focus on buying, not selling. Just imagine if you had scientific evidence that showed you how prospects mentally construct buying decisions, and then you based your sales strategies and tactics upon that evidence. This would mean that you were literally aligning your process of selling with your prospect's process of buying. How much do you think that would increase your sales? The good news is that because of numerous scientific breakthroughs, the internal decision-making process that determines if a prospect will purchase a product or service is known. Behavioral scientists have verified that human decisions are not based upon a rational cost-benefits analysis, but upon a set of psychological principles. For example, the 2002 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences was awarded to cognitive psychologist Daniel Kahneman. Kahneman's research demonstrated that human decisions are governed not by logical thought, but by fixed psychological principles. Harvard's Amy Cuddy affirms that these psychological principles are instinctive and occur naturally through a very unconscious and implicit process. Behavioral economist Dan Ariely references these psychological principles as his reason for stating that human beings are predictably irrational. Ariely acknowledges that human behaviors are neither random nor senseless. They're systematic. And since we repeat them again and again, they're also predictable. When salespeople become literate in the science of buying and then focus on selling in a way that guides their prospects through the buying process, they instantly become more effective. This is why at the Huffell Group, we insist that every sales behavior be tied to how prospects buy. This harmony between selling and buying significantly enhances the likelihood of the sale. Now, like every other discipline that has embraced the truth of science, sales can be transformed. I believe the integration of proven science and sales will equip salespeople to more meaningfully serve their prospects, which will fuel sales growth and usher the profession of sales into a new, prosperous era. Thanks for listening. I'm David Huffell, Chief Sales Trainer here at the Huffell Group, reminding you, selling is just too important to be based on anything other than proven science.